Blog Talk Radio.
To the show. It's called Dreamies Killers, trying to take away my American dreams to be successful in music, education, because of the jealousy and because of the, you know, the evil. You know, I am an individual who writes music, but especially sings, and a musician, and I'm also decided to go back to college to get my degrees and get a good job. Unfortunately, I have came across some dangerous individuals in my neighborhood who do not want me to succeed because of their jealousy. From an AIDS standpoint, they have done everything they can to stop me from being in music. They have made statements to others which were probably false, but if they were true, I hope that it isn't true, because I don't believe anybody would take them to heart, that they contacted people in the music industry to try to stop me from getting a record deal. They even heard my song, "That's Why I Fell in Love with You," and they're trying to steal that from me. One guy even said that that ain't my song, and I'm the copyright holder of that song, one of them. I wrote a song, and I personally, if I came across someone who was aspiring, I would never try to take away their dreams. Most people wouldn't. But when I'm dealing with sociopaths who have nothing better to do but to hurt me because they refuse to make their lives better and take responsibility by doing something positive, it's important for me to talk about it, especially when some people have done it on a long-term basis. I'm a good person, you know. I have my ups and downs in life. I went into music. I've been in music for a long time. These individuals that I'm referring to have made statements and may have even did by social media and otherwise to other artists, musicians, and even said that I ain't talented enough to be a songwriter. Made statements, I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm all that. All those are just negative. These individuals have nothing better to do to try to take advantage of me and stop me from getting an American dream to be a successful recording artist, as well as an education. I pursued education because I wanted to have the variety of interests in my life. And I hope that whoever is listening to this broadcast, that everyone pursue your dreams as much as possible and go for your dreams, no matter what age or what size or what problems you have. Being a professional musician, going out to be an artist in Hollywood or New York or wherever is a great thing. Pursuing your education, if you decide to go back to college or business school or a doctor or lawyer, is a good thing. And if someone tries to prevent you from doing that, they are an evil person. I mean, sociopaths are all around us, evil, dangerous people who have nothing better to do but to try to stop gifted, aspiring people like you and me from being successful. When I dealt with this, because I had these dream killers who did not write, they did not sing, they did not do anything to better their lives except hurt people. And they is going to spreading rumors about me not being well, or I can't be a doctor or lawyer, or I can't be a rock star, and so on. I'm going to continue to pursue my music for the rest of my life because it's part of who I am. If I pursue my education, I'm going to do that as well. Because these individuals have no business hurting innocent people and trying to stop the American dream from fulfilling its purpose by letting every individual, regardless of where you come from, to make it happen. I am making this broadcast because I have been dealing with this for a long time, where someone was jealous because I did not hang around certain people, or I did not want to let someone sing my song. That is ludicrous. Please, if you see an aspiring or a gifted person intellectually or artistically or sports, please give them good advice and cultivate in helping their dreams come true. Because when someone's dreams happen, all our dreams happen, because it create more and more positive revenue in terms of outlook for young people and people of all ages to pursue their dreams. When we take away other people's dreams, it hurts everybody. It hurts the entire country. It hurts the entire world. Because, especially in America, because America is based on where individuals, regardless of status, pursue their dreams and make it happen. I know that people in the music business, I have been critiqued. Some people didn't like my songs, etc. Some people say I couldn't sing or write. I continue to do so because as a rock singer and as a pop singer, I know that there's lots of opinions, and everything is based on, you know, working on my craft and pursuing my dreams. another individual who was a dream killer trying to take away my dreams have said when I was got my master's degree, she did not want me to go further than a master's degree. She said, I can't be a doctor, a lawyer, or a recording artist because I don't deserve it. And being a doctor, a lawyer is sacred. That's evil. Please, if you see dream killers or hear people who are making false remarks about other people's music, stay away from them. They're evil. They hurt people. These people should not be involved in any music industry or any industry of any kind. I want to be a successful person. If you hear anybody mention Dove Knight in a bad light all over the industry or whatever, disregard it. Those are people who have nothing better to do but to try to stop me from pursuing my dreams. I can't stop. I must pursue my dreams because it's a positive thing. I believe in myself that I can succeed. I do these broadcasts and I write about overcoming dream killers because I experience a lot of it, where individuals who have done nothing with their lives, who want to take shortcuts and try to take advantage of me. They have made statements that they want to make me out as an example because they were they pursued a life of crime and negativity, or they just sit on their ass and do nothing with their lives, and they want me to do the same. I can't do that. I have to be positive toward myself and others. That's why I make this broadcast. If you're in education or if you're in music or any genre that's positive to improve yourself and make a good living, go for it. Go for your law degree. Go for your PhD. And especially for me as an artist, go for your dreams to make it in music, whatever you want to be. This is why sometimes Hollywood dreams are taken away because you have evil, dangerous individuals who know nothing better to do but to hurt people. I had to deal with recently someone was trying to steal my publishing from my song and try to make money off of it. And I had to get the publishing for my songs. If you're an artist in the music industry, own your publishing. If you made the song, you went in the recording studio and helped made it, whoever is the songwriter should get the publishing. That's their song. They have the copyright. If you hear someone trying to make false allegations about me, Dove Knight, or any other individual without any evidence or proof, or in general, stay away from them. These individuals should not be in the music industry. There are a lot of individuals who are trying to take shortcuts by taking advantage of gifted individuals. And one thing that I heard, which was very interesting, is that this individual have said, well, they want to take my dreams away, so they want to help others make their dreams to make sure that they can reciprocate for what they did. It doesn't make any difference. They committed an evil deed. It's so fucking evil, and it's considered sociopathy when they take someone's dreams away. A lady even lied to a school to try to prevent me from getting a PhD. A gentleman, I ain't gonna mention their names, have told people in the industry that I could not sing. And they made up stories and did all the things to try to prevent me from being in the industry. I refuse to stop. I refuse to let these evil, dangerous people stop me from pursuing and being successful in America. So to all of you out there who are dealing with dream killers, and I'm sure very successful people have went through the same thing, and aspiring people in music or in education and otherwise have went through the same thing, don't give up no matter what happens. You can't let dream killers or evil, dangerous sociopaths win. That's all I have to say. Stay away from dream killers, negative people. Go for your dreams and pursue it for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter what happens. Or if you love music like I do, or love writing songs and singing, do it forever. Good night from Dove Knight.